Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm. The pit-a-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. There's life, and there's life in a song. There's reality, and there's what a song says is real. The result is something heightened, more vivid, more flavorful. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The danger with the vivid is that it can turn silly. Or maybe that's the best thing about it. Even when all the references are familiar, the song that gets in your ear and stays for a while has to be innovative, or fresh, or maybe quirky or even odd. Turn a songwriter loose, and you'll be amazed how far he can get in 32 bars. Let's go eat worms in the garden, and the peach that tastes the sweetest.
Given the bird, so don't be absurd.
Well, what of it?
Don't be down in the dumps. I too had my bumps, but I love it. I love someone who don't love me. You love someone who don't love you. Let's go eat worms in the garden. Your man left you and turned you down. My gal gave me the runaround. Let's go eat worms in the garden. I wouldn't say die even if my gal's gone away. Somebody has gone giving a boo to you too. We've been given the open air. No one loves us, but we don't care. Let's go eat worms in the garden.
I love someone who don't. And you love someone who don't love you. Let's go eat worms in the garden. My man left me and turned me down. Your gal gave you the runaround. Let's go eat worms in the garden. You had no clue that you were through until today. I couldn't say why it was goodbye. Hopes, high hopes. We've been given the gate at last.
But to come back and fast. Let's go eat worms in the garden.
We're so sorry for poor old Joe. What a beating for poor old Joe. He's eating worms in the garden. Nancy's left him and turned him down. He's been given the runaround. He's eating worms in the garden.
Upon her hall hat rack. Out on her cozy corner then, I'd stretch my lazy 5'10" and give my love until his lips a smash. Them was a happy deal, a last night down there I strayed. When in the door my head I poked, I seized my till with 6 well smokes. In deep disgust I said, well, you're a peach. She says, I'm hanging just beyond your reach. For the peach that tastes the sweetest, hangs the highest on the tree. And you have to do some climbing if you want to get me. Something for nothing is not to be commended. My free list is entirely suspended. For the peach that tastes the sweetest, hangs the highest on the tree. Them summer nights you came around and walked me through that picnic ground. You clean forgot the streetcars ran there too. You'd holler loud, ho, waiter, ho. And then you'd order, meek and low, bring us ice cream for one and spoon for two. Then when the show struck town, in the gallery we'd be found. You'd say I am far-sighted, dear, so I have to set away up here to stand for you. I certainly was a piece, and I'm certainly going to hang out of your reach. For the piece that is the sweet of me hangs the highest on a tree, and you have to do some climbing if you want to get me. Something for nothing is not to be commended. My free list is entirely suspended. For the seed that tastes the sweet of Lord hangs the highest on the tree.
Let's go eat worms in the garden and the peach that tastes the sweetest. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Of course songs are about the everyday and the familiar. We need to recognize ourselves, what we know and what we're capable of feeling. But songs also lift the prosaic to a different level, the level of song. Because their essential subject is love, they have a habit of making more of it than it can be, the depths of despair, the heights of ecstasy. Yet not even love can make it on its own. Janet Klein put a flavor to love.
Thank you.
Janet Klein with Wilton Crawley's 1928 Put a Flavor to Love. Those who elevate the ordinary into something new prove to be irresistible. Herein you'll find two different kinds of amazing. These two stories come to us not from the masters of innovation, but from those drawn to it or those who become its victim. One tale is very happy in its own bawdy way, but the other offers us unrelieved despair. Both songs are rescued by their underlying sense of humor. Hyperbole has a way of doing that. From 1972, Millicent Martin and Julia McKenzie Can That Boy Foxtrot, and from 1868, the De Cormier Singers with The Man on the Flying Trapeze.
Grocery clerk, unprepossessing. Some think the boy's a jerk. They have a blessing. But when he starts to move, he aims to please, which only goes to prove that sometimes in a clerk you find a Hercules. That's plus. You might describe him thus: a false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler, and with littler charm. But oh, can that boy Foxtrot? His mouth is mean, he's not too clean. What makes him look reptilian is the brilliant. But oh, can that boy Foxtrot, who knows what I saw in him? I took a chance. Oh yes, one more flaw in him. He can't dance. As dumbbells go, he's rather Albert Schweitzer when the lights are low. And oh boy, can that boy Foxtrot. Right now, as I speak of him, I hear those drums. And oh, the technique of him. He's all thumbs. His jokes are quaint.
Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn, like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left in this wide world to fret and to mourn, betrayed by a maid in her teens. The girl that I loved, she was handsome. I tried all I knew her to please, but I could not please her one quarter so well, like that man upon the trapeze. He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he purloined away. This young man by name was Signor Bonaslay, tall and handsome, as well made as Chang. Wherever he appeared, the whole lovely rang with ovation from all the old men. He smiled from the bar on the people below,
and one night he smiled on my love.
She winked back
she shouted bravo as he hung by his nose from above. He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, a daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my lovely Perla.
Millicent Martin and Julia McKenzie with Stephen Sondheim's Can That Boy Foxtrot, and the De Cormier Singers with George Laybourne and Alfred Lee's The Man on the Flying Trapeze. The dancing boy and the flying man may be unequaled in what they do, but it won't last forever. Even the remarkable slows down or poops out eventually. The trick is to hold on to what's transitory for as long as you can, but never fool yourself or make a fool of yourself. The sting of mint, the perfection of a bubble, but soon you end up with a tasteless wad and a tiny pop. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And William Bolcom and Joan Morris, I'm forever blowing bubbles.
What to do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country lighthouse. He saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Would you use it on your collar when your bunch is not in sight?
Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it but fight.
Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side.
To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar.
The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing.
She puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite.
Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite.
Would you give it to your parrot if he isn't cursing right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
From 1924, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare with Ernest Breuer, Billy Rose, and Marty Blooms, Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? And from 1919, Joan Morris with John Kellett and Jan Kenbrovens, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. An ordinary boy and an ordinary girl do the most ordinary thing of all. They fall in love. And suddenly, in their own eyes anyway, there's nothing ordinary about them. You get some insight into how ordinary sees extraordinary in the names they call one another. From 1912, Billy Murray sings Irving Berlin's Snooky Ookums.
There's a married couple happily living in apartment 43. I live right next door in apartment 44. Gee, but they're a mushy, he and she. Mushing seems to be their specialty. It would start you walking if you heard them talking. All day long he calls her Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his jelly elly roll, he's her sugar ugar bowl. Here's the way they bill and coo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky Ookie Ookie baby talk. If you ever heard their mushy song, if you saw how well they get along, you would bet your life that they weren't man and wife. He's a little fellow, 4 foot tall, weighing just 100, clothes and all. She's a great big lady, weighs 280. Just imagine a poor little shrimp calling 280 pounds. Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his yelly yelly roll, he's her sugar ugar bowl. Here's the way they bill and coo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky Ookie Ookie baby talk.
Billy Murray, Snooky Ookums. Sometimes the pleasures are indirect and implied. You have to be on the inside to get the joke or even the reference. For many years, ferries used to ply the Hudson between Manhattan and Albany and back. You two could be romantically alone on the river for hours, no prying eyes to worry about. Pretty soon it became a meeting place for lovers, even those who were married. From 1929, Al Jolson, Why Do They All Take the Night Boat to Albany?
Old Henry Hudson found a river that touches New York. The rest of the river is a flipper, but it creates lots of talk. Summertime, that's the time schooners used to go rambling about. Now they take trips on rickety ships, but here's what I wanna find out. Why do they all take the night boat to Albany? That's what's puzzling me. They all claim it's just for the sight, but just the same, they travel at night. I asked a fellow and his cute little pet, how is the water? And he answered, it's wet. So tell me, why do they all take the night boat for Albany? Grab the next train for New York. Why do they all take the night boat for Albany? That's what's puzzling me. They all claim it's just for the sights, but just the same, They travel at night. They play the searchlight on the shore when they float. They ought to play the searchlight right on the boat. So tell me, why do they all take the night boat for all day and grab the next train for New York?
Al Jolson with Gene Schwartz, Sam Lewis, and Joe Youngs. Why do they all take the night boat to Albany?
You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser.
At the risk of mixing a metaphor, you're going to find yourself down in the dumps even when you do add flavor to the life you're living. But that doesn't mean you have to settle for it. Even misery can leave room for playfulness. What can reward confidence more than a touch of insult delivered with sly humor? You start with the temptation to give up hope, but follow it with denigration that's nothing more than a joke. Janet Klein sings Sitting on a Rubbish Can, and Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong follow with My Sweet Hunk of Trash.
Clean. No one to tease me, no one to squeeze me. I don't fit in life's plan. Oh, hell and so on. Why must I go on sitting on a rubbish can?
Mama, look out there, you're carrying me too fast. Watch it, baby.
You're just my good-for-nothing, my sweet hunk of trash.
My, my, how you sound.
You're very short on looks.
Yeah.
Dumb when it comes next to books.
Look out, baby, watch it, honey.
And you stay full of corn, just like succotash.
Well, what you want me to do in my idle moments?
You're just a good for nothing but my sweet hunk of trash.
Let me get a word in there, honey. You running your mouth.
You said I've worried you for years. I'm just a barfly mooching beers. While you sweat over a hot stove, slinging hash.
Work my fingers right down to the elbows.
Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Forced admitted, baby.
You said I spread my love all around and with the chicks all over town. But how can I when you keep me broke so I can't spend no cash? Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Listen here, Pops. You know you lie about your use.
I don't lie, baby. I'm just careless with the truth, that's
How
all.
How careless can you be?
I don't know.
With all young chicks, you try to make a flash.
No, baby, it ain't like that, no.
But you're still my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash. Now when you stay out very late, it sure makes me mad to wait.
How come, baby?
'Cause you come home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
Yeah, watch it, baby, watch it.
You're just good for nothing, but you're my sweet hunk of trash.
Yes, indeed.
From 1931, Janet Klein with Johnny Burke, Nelson Shawn, and Bob Schaefer sitting on a rubbish can, and Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong with James P. Johnson and Flournoy Miller's My Sweet Hunk of Trash. Being down on your luck isn't necessarily the end of the story. With some imagination and some flair, you can add flavor even to the life of a tramp. You may even find yourself moving, shoe soles flapping in the finest circles. Up the avenue you go as Judy Garland and Fred Astaire sing A Couple of Swells.
Sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
The Vanderbilts have asked us up for tea.
We don't know how to get there, no siree,
no siree.
We would drive the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice. We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, and to walk up the avenue's what we like.
Thank you.
bankers are we, with plenty of currency. We open up the safe, but we forgot where we put the key. We're the favorite lads of girls in the picture ads. We'd like to tell you who we kissed last night, but we can't be cats.
The Vanderbilts are waiting at the club.
But how are we to get there? That's the rub.
That's the rub.
We would sail up the avenue, but we haven't got a yacht. We would drive up the avenue, but the horse we had was shot. We would ride on the trolley car, but we haven't got the fare. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue till we're there.
From Irving Berlin's 1949 score to Easter Parade, Judy Garland and Fred Astaire, A Couple of Swells. Because we're dealing with ordinary people, there's always the danger of underestimating them. In a love song, that's probably going to settle on how well somebody kisses, and maybe even more. It's the perfect premise for combining something sexy with something funny, and the flavor comes from the surprising unpredictability. From 1919, Eddie Cantor, You'd Be Surprised.
Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a bow. With a twinkle in her eye, she made this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but when he's taking you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but you can't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he's starting to squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knees, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit that he's nothing at all. But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Mary continued to praise Johnny's remarkable ways to the lady. And you know advertising pays. Now Johnny's never alone. He has the busiest phone almost every other day. A new girl will say he's not so good in the house, but on a bench in the park, you'd be surprised. He isn't much in the light, but when he gets in the dark, you'd be surprised. I know he looks as slow as the Erie, but you don't know the half of his theory. He looks as cold as an Eskimo, but there's fire in his eyes. He doesn't say very much, but when he's starting to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of a week, you'd be surprised. On the streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain. But in a taxi cab, oh boy, you'd be surprised.
From the 1919 Ziegfeld Follies, Eddie Cantor with Irving Berlin's You'd Be Surprised. These two songs are more conventional than most of the others I played today. They resort to praise and exuberance, just like so many other love songs. But these two also take us from pursuing to catching with limitless enthusiasm. Both of them spend 32 bars crowing about what they'll get and then what they have. They're downright zesty. Alice Faye, I'm Shooting High, and Ethel Merman, Riding High.
Every morning when I raise my blind to greet another day, I begin by making up my mind that it's my lucky day. Then I turn my shower on when it's going strong. I leave all my yesterdays behind and stop to sing this song. I'm shooting high, got my eye on a star in the sky, shooting high. I'll never stop till I get to the top. Tell me why shouldn't I? You know it's you I'm after. You're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high, shooting high. I'm after, you're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high.
Love had socked me, simply knocked me for a loop. Luck had dished me till he fished me from the soup. Now together we can weather anything. So please don't sputter if I should mutter. Life's great, life's grand. Riding
From 1935, Alice Faye with Jimmy McHugh, Jack Yellen, and Ted Kohler's I'm Shootin' High. And from 1936, Ethel Merman with Cole Porter's Riding High. The trick is to end by getting what you want, even when you have to trick somebody, even everybody, into believing what you say. The line between flavoring and fibbing blurs. Sometimes it matters. Sometimes it matters a lot. But sometimes it doesn't matter at all. This is one of those times. Enjoy the zingy taste as James Naughton sings Razzle Dazzle.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus pocus, bead and feather 'em. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle them and they'll never catch wise. Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em a show that's so splendiferous, row after row will grow vociferous. Give 'em the old flim flam flummox, fool and fracture 'em. How can they hear the truth above the roar? Throw 'em a fake and a finagle, they'll never know you're just a bagel. Razzle dazzle 'em and they'll beg you for more. Razzle dazzle 'em. Back since the days of old Methuselah, everyone loves the Big Bang Bozola. Give 'em the old three-ring circus, stun and stagger 'em. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they'll let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle 'em, and you've got a romance. Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act that's unassailable. Till you're available. Give 'em the old double whammy, daze and dizzy 'em. Show 'em the first rate sorcerer you are. Long as you keep 'em way off balance, how can they spot you got no talents? Razzle dazzle 'em,
razzle dazzle 'em,
razzle dazzle 'em,
and they'll make you a star.
From John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1975 score to Chicago, James Naughton, Razzle Dazzle. None of us always gets what we want, but the pursuit can be great fun when the language provides tang, zest, titillation, and flavor. A surprising way to sing about love. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.